Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. Hi guys, and welcome back to another podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I really hope you enjoy it. And if you come from a previous podcast, you know what? You're a true legend. Thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate the support. So tonight's trip, I'm fishing on my own. Alex is not going to be with me. Doing a night, same as usual. The alarm will probably go off about 5 o'clock. And I'll be getting up and slowly packing down to obviously go to work. This time I am planning on actually fishing Nando's Lake over Legends Lake. And I'll tell you the reason why. So, looking back over the four nighters that me and Alex did on Nando's Lake now, probably about coming up to like 2 weeks ago now, one of the gentlemen fishing on there. Oh, if you've not listened to those podcasts, go back. I highly recommend you go back and listen to them podcasts. Definitely go and do that. But anyway, this gentleman on there was fishing. He did quite well and he had quite a few fish out. The fish were obviously in the area where he was fishing, but he was fishing mainline cell. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of anglers on the whole complex are actually fishing mainline cell, you know, and people are, you know, obviously catching it. It's a good bait, you know. I used to fish it because I've got some in the freezer. I used to fish it quite a lot. I do rate the bait. I moved away because I just wanted to use and find a different bait that I had, you know, more confidence in. And I'm not knocking mainline baits, not at all in the slightest, because I've spent a lot of money on mainline baits in the past. I really have. But when I stumbled across Baitworks and I started seeing the results, I was like, wow, I need to get on this, you know. And I did, as you know, and I'm on it now, and I've caught lots of carp on it, lots and lots of carp, quite a few big ones as well. Prior to the podcast, so, but Alex himself, he's had loads of big ones on it, absolutely loads of big ones on it, and I know lots of people had lots of big ones on it, and I know lots of the big anglers use it as well. Mind you, saying that a lot of the big anglers use mainline. Now, this is not slagging off at all in the slightest, because I'm not going to sit here or stand here right now and slag off mainline baits, because I do rate the bait, and I would definitely buy it and use it. Hence why, you know, at the end of this session today, it might pose a question of, you know, do I switch baits or do I start using some of mainline's baits again? I don't know. So yeah. So anyway, due to the fact that I used to use mainline cell and loads of others, I used to love Fusion. That's a great bait. I could talk about it for a while. Actually, I love a lot of their baits, but due to the fact that the last mainline bait I was using was cell. I actually had just under a kilo bag in the freezer that's just sat there for a while. So I thought, why not? Why not just sort of jump on like the bandwagon, you know, and give it a go and see what happens? At the end of the day, I've got nothing to lose apart from a night's fishing. Using the bait doesn't mean because I'm using it, I'm going to catch. We all know that. It's all about getting it in the right spot, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I don't use it, at least I get to use the bait up in my freezer and potentially fill it with Baitworks bait or maybe more mainline baits. We don't know. But in my shed, I also had some of the cell mainline syrup. So what I did about a week ago is got the baits out of the freezer, put them in another bag, and I squirted in loads of this syrup stuff, cell sauce syrup, whatever it's called, and just mixed it all in there and whacked it back in the freezer again. Got the bag out this morning, because I'm at work at the moment. Got the bag out this morning, so they're now going to be defrosting as we speak, and all that syrup will be like, you know, congealing around the boilies and hopefully absorbing them in them a little bit more. So yeah, that's the bait I'm going to use today, and to be honest with you, I think I'm just going to stick with it and put it on both rods. I'm not even going to take any other bait with me apart from the standard bait that I have in my trolley. I've got some shelf life, obviously shelf life baits in the trolley that I take with me, but I'll have some of them with me. The only question that I'm asking myself now is, what do I use as the hook bait? Because in my current fishing lately, I've been basically using pop-ups, been using like pretty much match the hatch or, you know, a white coloured boily, same flavour. But for the mainline sale, I don't have that. So what I probably will, which 95% will end up doing, because I want to make sure I'm fishing the sale on the hook link itself, is I probably will, I'm going to have to, doesn't leave me much choice really, I'm going to have to go with one of the mainline boilies itself and fish it, straight off the hook like that. So it literally will be match the hatch, bottom bait, exactly the same size. So I think that's what it's going to end up being. But I'll ponder over it for the rest of the day while I'm at work. And obviously when I'm on bankside, I'll let you guys know what my final decision and thoughts are on that. And then that leaves me with another question of what rig do I use? As you guys know, I've been predominantly using the spinner rig within my fishing, mainly because I'm pretty much using pop-ups these days, but I'm absolutely loving it. So I'm undecided on that at the moment. It's another thing I'm pondering over today, what to use. But no doubt it's going to be a case of when I get down there, I'm going to have to tarp a brand new rig to suit the situation I'll be fishing. So, but obviously I'll confirm that bank side as well. But yeah, we'll keep thinking about that today and we'll think of something. I also quite fancy getting on them pads again, where that guy had them all out from. And then obviously, if you listen to the 4-day session trip we did, I did the last swim in there, the last night in there, and I had a couple out of there. So, we're talking 2 weeks ago, and as you guys know, 2 weeks is a long time. Fish move around the lake, things change and everything. A few people might have jumped on there, and they might not be in there at the moment, but I quite fancy that swim. But it's not going to be an issue. I feel quite confident in a few other swims on that lake. The main goal in today's trip will be to try the sell bait out and see what I can get on the back of it. One thing I will add in there as well is I will be using the standard pellet. I really am enjoying using the pellet in my fishing at the moment, like bait spooning it out with the boilies. I don't think in the past I've really talked about the pellet too much and what I'm using, but I forget the size now, but I've got two sizes in there. I believe I've got really like small ones in there. I think they're like 3 mil. I think I've got 3 mil and 6 mil maybe. Predominantly the smaller ones, the 3 mil. I really believe that the smaller pellet helps or encourages the carp to grub around on the bottom. I've seen that more and more lately, within my float fishing, as I'm using the same pellet in that. Literally, I'm getting clouds of, if you listen to my last podcast, I briefly touch upon the clouds of silt that are all like coming up from the carp feeding on the pellet. And I really do believe the pellet gets them grubbing around it. It dissolves fairly quick, especially this time of year. So it's a good baiting source to use, I believe, and it leaves a nice scent of a smell in the water. And also I think one of the big key factors with pellet is predominantly pretty much all carp are brought up on pellet, at the end of the day that's what they're fed, so that they know it. And not many anglers really, they don't really put a pellet on the hook. It's pretty much boily fishing, isn't it, which is the norm. So I just think it's a good bait to use. These are just my thoughts. I think carp, pretty much feel fairly confident to eat pellet because they're not pretty much getting caught on it, in my opinion. So yeah, that's the plan with that. But obviously I'll update you guys on everything when I'm bankside. What swim room I might even get down there. I've talked about this many times in my podcast as well. It's a complex lake, it's a membership. I could get down there, the whole lake could be full. Anything's possible. All the swims I like could be taken. And I may have to then go on to Legends Lake, which won't cause too much of a problem, to be honest with you, because I know equally as well, I know people are smashing the sell on that lake as well, to be honest with you. So I would feel, confident that I could put that bait in there and still have a chance of catching a fish. But, later on we'll tell, guys. So let's have a quick look at the weather. Precious 1018. It's pretty it's stuck around 1018, 1020 for the last couple of weeks now, really. We've got a northwesterly wind coming in again, 69% of a full moon. And going by that good old fishing chart I have been looking at on how many fish how good the fishing is meant to be with symbols of fish. It's got one to three fish throughout the hours I'll be fishing tonight, which is quite good. You know, but as I said before in my last podcast, I don't know how much I believe that. I think it just puts the facts and figures together and, you know, comes up that's your chance, a higher, you know, you got a better chance of catching a fish. Weather's overcast, feels quite cold today. We might get the odd bit of rain. So though, overall, I feel like the weather's quite good. You know, I feel like it could go in my favour. So I can't see that being too much of a problem. But we will tell later. So anyway, guys, I will leave this here. And hopefully I won't do what I did in last week's podcast. But I kept saying I'm going to leave it here. And I'll see you Bankside. And I think I come in two or three times with extra thoughts from my brain that wanted to blare out on this podcast. So anyway, guys, I'll try not to do that. But I will see you guys Bankside. Right, guys, I'm here and the rods are out. Okay, I actually have gone in that swim I said about, and I did have a look around first. I spoke to one of the anglers up there in the lake, and he said a few of the fish have come out down this end of the lake last night and today. So it looks like I'm in, like, you know, the right area still. They're still down this end, which is good. And it's, you know, obviously they could move and all that. So I've got that guy's doing the night swim on the far left-hand side. And then I've got a guy opposite me. He's doing the night. And I've got a guy two swims down to the right. I'm not too sure he's doing the night. And I've got, there's a guy opposite him to the right. And he's... Well, I can't see if he's got a bivvy up or not. I didn't go over in that far corner. So, potentially... Well, the way it looks at the moment, we're all spread out on the lake. So, you know, that in theory should push the fish around rather than pushing them up one end of the lake where there's, you know, when there's no one there, let's fish just move right in front of me then. That's good news, right? We're on the pads. So, you know, that's good. You know, that's what you're aiming for, things like that. Mm-hmm. Rather than putting everyone down one end of the lake, you know, it does move the fish down, you know, the opposite end, and it's naturally, obviously they're going to do that, you know, line pressure and all that. So I'm on these lilies dot right in front of me. I've got one rod directly to the left-hand side of it, and I've got one rod in a hole to the middle right-hand side. And literally, all I've done is I've got I have put the mainline cell on. They're only 14 mils. I forget how small, because I normally use 18 mils. 14 mils are so small. They're only 14 mils. So I bushwhacked them both out, so that they're on. You know, they're on the money definitely down there. And so I've got a pellet on that crushed cell, some whole cell, and that cell liquid on it, and it just smells, and it's really sticky, and there's a lot of flavour in it, definitely, and it just looks good, definitely, it looks proper carpy, so I feel quite confident with that. Because I have used it before, I have actually used a spinner ring. I know they're not pop-ups, but you can... I have caught and used, so I know it works, and I know other people would do as well. So I got the spinner rig on because I just feel confident with that rig. I really do. So that they're out as well. So what I'm going to do, if I don't get any fish by like 8:30, 9:00, when it's starting to get dark now, I am going to bring them in and re-put them out again, just to make sure that the baits are solid on them. The only thing I was worried about is the cells, because they've absorbed a lot of the liquid. They were quite fairly soft, so I just want to obviously need to make sure they're still on. If they're on, like, from now until then, I will feel fairly confident. You know, if I don't get a fish in the night, that, you know, they should be fishing, and they haven't fallen off or anything crazy like that. But I have taken a few out of the bag that they're in and just, like, air drying them now. So I will put one of them ones on when I re-put them out anyway. So they should be, you know, a bit better, hopefully. So, yeah, that's the plan, guys. So what I will do is I'll update you, of course, if I catch a fish by the time I recast before bedtime. Failing that, I'll just update you before bedtime and let you know where we are. And hopefully we can get a bend in the rod, guys, and we'll get one. And if we're lucky, more than one on the bank of a carp. So yeah, hopefully it's going to be tight lines, guys. Right, guys, I can't say I've had a fish. It's 7:30. But Paranoris set in. I was getting a few little bleeps, and you do get a few crays out by them lily pads. So I was getting a bit paranoid, and I'm glad I did. I pulled the right rod in first, and they had a few like chomp marks on it. So I redid that one and put it out exactly the same. Put that one back out. But the rod on the left hand side, that was the one that was having like the bleeps and stuff. I pulled that, and there was no bait on it. It's like bollocks.
So I don't know if it was craze or that bait was definitely like really, really soft on it. So I made a decision, changed the plan, moved the goalpost. But that's what you need to do when you go fishing, when you go carp fishing. I think, you know, if you feel something's not working, you've got to make changes. You can't just like, you know, you can't just sit on it, especially when I've got both rods on it. It's just such a big gamble. So I've actually put a new bait on it. I haven't told you guys, I bought this one a while ago. It's called Heaven. It's from Baitworks. Good old Baitworks. I love Baitworks. Obviously, Atlantic Heat's made by Baitworks. Heaven, and it's a really strong, sweet flavour. So, in my opinion, it does match with the Cell, because Cell's obviously a sweet bait as well. So, it's a good match. And it's white as well. It's a white, creamish, like white, it was white. And the Cell was like creamy white sort of thing, so it matches it, like it's matching the hatch with the colour, just not, you know, not the same, you know, smell that's going to be coming off. But as I say, guys, you know, it's a sweet bait as well. And I think it smells so strong. I bought some spray for it as well, some Boost spray, and I sprayed them up like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago whenever I got them. It is so strong, such a strong sweet smell, honestly, it really is. So I'll put that on the second rod. The bait's a lot harder than the other one. If there is crazy and craze, do get it. They are going to destroy it. I know that. But I don't want to wrap it up in that horrible sort of shrink wrappy stuff, because I think it's bloody horrible. I really do. I hate it so much. It just doesn't look nice. And I just imagine, like, because it's so like jaggedy when you cut it. I just think the carp are going to, they've got such sensitive mouths. And as soon as they suck that in, as soon as they feel that's not right, they're going to spit it out. And I just think you risk losing, you know, definitely. I don't know, I'm not saying but they don't work, because obviously they do, because people, you know, make it, and then they sell it, and you know, it's still in the shop. So, but I just don't like it, so if I can avoid using it, I'm gonna. So yeah, that's the plan now. It's just 7:30, as I said, both rods are out again. Let's see what happens now. I feel a bit more happier. I just don't know whether or not to bring them in an hour's time and recheck them. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if we get any bleeps. Make a decision on the back of that. So yeah, hopefully, guys, next time I talk to you, it's going to be, it was tight lines and I had a fish on the bank, and it's a 30 plus, and I'll be so happy. Please, carp gods, please give me a 30 pound carp tonight. I really would appreciate that. Well, guys, it's the morning and I can confirm, unfortunately, it's a blank. Didn't manage to catch one last night. In fact, I didn't get any bleeps last night. I had such bad sleep as well, so I definitely would have heard even the slightest little beep, but there was nothing at all. I couldn't stop thinking to myself, has my bait come off? You know, is that why? Has it been crayed off? But when I reeled both rods in this morning, both baits were on there. Yeah, they were on there, so the fish just weren't in the area. I will say, though, the Heaven boilie really did smell really nice still, which is definitely a good thing to acknowledge. I just think that I put myself in the wrong swim. I think maybe I rushed it a little bit too much when I turned up. I should have like done a bit more watercraft. It was only me last night. There was no Alex, so you know, I didn't have to like think of like, you know, where can we both put ourselves, you know, to kind of be fairly close to each other. We don't try and fish like next to each other all the time, but we want to try and be fairly close, you know, so the other can, you know, we can have a slight social, and we can obviously take any photos that need to be taken and help out if we catch a carp, you know, or two. But I think, you know, I think maybe I rushed it last night and I didn't like put like that extra bit of watercraft in and you know, and spend time watching the water a bit, and I think I should have done that. I believe 90% that the guy that I spoke to when I got there, he had a carp out. So that was the first one, that was all the way to the left. And what I tell you, in the morning, the fish were crashing all the way like to the right hand side of me, down that end of the lake. And I tell you what, if I was doing, you know, today and the night, I would definitely would have moved 110%, because they were just crashing out. Yeah, I think it's always worth casting to a crashing fish, definitely. But yeah, it's a blank. So I don't know what to really say on the Cell. I think I put myself in the wrong swim. So I can't say the Cell isn't going to work. Well, I know it's going to work, because I said before earlier, like, loads of people are using it down there. So I think I'm not going to write it off. I would like to give the Cell another go at some point.
But we'll see when. I'm not too sure when. But anyway, guys, yeah, I feel a little bit down, I'm not gonna lie. But that's fishing for you. Just got to pick myself back up and look forward to the next trip, which might be Thursday, Friday this week. I'm not too sure. I'm just going to see how everything pans out. I am going to end this podcast here. So you haven't got all the way to the end. I really do appreciate it. If you haven't hit up my social media, that would be absolutely fantastic. If you could, you know, hit a follow up, put any comments in there, anything like that, that would be absolutely fantastic. And I really would appreciate that. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. I'm on Instagram and that, and you'll find me on it. Instagram is the one I mainly use. So that would be absolutely brilliant if you could do that and show a bit of support there. That would be fantastic. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. And I look forward to doing my next one. And I hope you are looking forward to it. And I shall speak to you guys in my next podcast. Take care. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.